Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Lauren Lapka is in for Steve Bertrand. Kevin's at the sports desk. Mary's keeping an eye on traffic and weather. And welcome back to the show, Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart. Tom, you were standing there today making an announcement that everybody is talking about. And then people are texting me, and I did look it up, that you do need a FOID card to buy ammunition, correct?
Yeah, but
they're
also
not running them.
Well, no, they're not required to, and they don't. And we just one of my aides just went out and bought it the other day, and you just have to flash it. And I mean, those people who are sending you that are being wildly disingenuous, wildly. And it, frankly, they're at the heart of why we have these problems. You know, people are dying all around us. I've been working on this. Many people have been working on these issues for decades, and we've spun our wheels. And that's why he's like, you know, myself, other people, we're so fed up with this. And
absolutely.
The lies.
People
the
want
lies
something done. We're tired, yes, of the headlines and people and cops being shot in this city, which isn't even a headline anymore. And,
yeah,
and what happened in Uvalde.
Three in
1 week. It's stunning. It is stunning. So tell everybody the announcement you made today, and it is in regards to ammunition sales, and that the fact that people who have had their FOID card pulled or do not have the right to own a gun because of a felony or other issues, are still able to buy ammunition.
Yeah, I mean, Lisa, you're right. I mean, everyone's so fed up with this. And I'm also is fed up both, you know, with the thoughts and prayers group, but I'm also fed up with people who are sitting there talking about proposals that everyone knows that as long as the Senate has 60 votes they need, it's not going to pass. So I'm focused on what can we do? Okay, what can we do? And one of the things we can do is we can be assured that you can't buy ammunition in this state unless you're allowed to buy a handgun in the first place, and that you're not revoked. And that seems like, really, Tom, brilliant. Well, that's not what's happening right now. Just like these wildly disingenuous folks who are saying, well, you're supposed to have a FOID card. Yeah, and guess what, folks? When it's revoked, you're supposed to mail the FOID card back in, and you're supposed to dispose of the guns that you have sitting in your house. And guess what? Right now, we have 32,000 people in Cook County with revoked FOID card, and 20,000 of them haven't turned in their card or haven't sent in the form saying they've disposed of their weapons. So, yeah, there are a couple laws in the book that everybody knows aren't being enforced, of course. So this would change that. That would say that before you can buy the ammunition, you have to give your FOID card to the individual who will then run it to make sure you're not revoked. It will take seconds to do, and it will assure that it's somebody that we're not prohibiting from having a gun. It's beyond common sense. It's ludicrous if we don't do it.
This is Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart on Chicago's Afternoon News. So if there are 20,000 people who 20,000 who are still holding on to their gun of the 32,000 that have had their FOID card revoked, the law's on the book. Why is it not enforced? Just impossible?
It is, because, you know, Lisa, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I lose track of time, I became aware of this, that this was going on, that, you know, the state would say, you know, you're revoked, but that there was never any follow-up. You had to just mail your card in, and if you didn't, you got another letter sent to you saying mail it in again, and another one, and there was never an enforcement mechanism. So I started putting people on the street who went door-to-door for people who revoked, and sure enough, we not only have been collecting cards, we've been taking firearms as well, and also talking with families about, okay, your loved one here has been revoked. We don't have to take the guns. If you properly transfer them to somebody else, we can show you how to do that. And we walk people through that as well. And so there's a logical way to do it. But Lisa, like in this county alone, with 20,000, you know, of them, I don't have that many people, and nobody pretends to have that many people. And, you know, the state police has put some stuff together, the Chicago Police Department have, but we don't have the resources for all of this stuff, and we've never told people we did.
And you'll never be able to stop them from going to Wisconsin or Indiana to buy that ammunition.
Exactly. And see, that's the other part of it, too, is that when you have the majority of your weapons coming in, if they found a crime scene, it's coming in from out of state, primarily Indiana, well, people do have to buy the ammunition. So at least if we could dry it up in this state for people who aren't supposed to have the guns, that will help a little bit. Once again, Lisa, I'd be lying to you if I said this is going to solve all our problems, no more mass shootings, none of these horrors. No, this is a step that's logical, that will help. It will help.
Okay, I can't reach my purse right now to check my FOID card. Is there a barcode on that FOID card?
Yeah, I have to check mine right now too. There's older ones, there's newer ones. There's a newer version that just came out now that has more on it, but the other ones weren't cycled out. So there's like a basic 10-year. Here, I'm looking at it now. No, there's not.
There's not. So wouldn't that help solve the problem where they would just have to scan it?
Yeah, I mean, frankly, as I said, you right now have to do it to purchase the handgun. So it does not take any time at all. So do the same thing. Do the same thing. It, you know, the actual process of doing it, if there's one person on the face of the earth can sit there and say, take any of these deaths, the slaughter we have going on, and for some reason, the minute, the 50 seconds, the minute and a half it will take someone to input your FOID card just to make sure you're not revoked, that's too onerous. You know what? You are the type of people that are causing these problems.
There are people that will contend that the gangs in this city don't care about FOID cards. They don't care about what the rules are, that some of those people will never abide by the rules that are set forth. Therefore, it's kind of hard to track what they're doing. Where do you stand on other regulations? I know there was a big firestorm over the past week when the age to buy cigarettes went up to 21, yet you can be 18 and go in and buy an AR-15.
You know, they said that's something that I think speaks for itself, that, you know, there should be, you know, age limits on some of that. And then, once again, you're going to hear the long stories about the traditions in rural areas and the father and son going out hunting together and buying their first, you know, shotgun together and things like that. The system as it exists overly takes care of those scenarios. But the fact an 18-year-old can walk into a store and buy an AR-15, oh, come on. It's the very reason why countries all around this world look at us is if there's something wrong with us, that we can't understand that this basic concept doesn't help. And yeah, sure, absolutely. Are people correct in saying that the AR-15 is not the weapon that's causing the majority of the deaths in our country? They are absolutely correct. It is not AR-15s. But is this something that is so lethal and so dangerous that it deserves to be in a little bit of a category of its own? Of course it does. Of course it does. But as I say, there's no need to manipulate it to say that's causing all the damage. No, listen, we have many, many cases that we handle. We're taking hundreds of guns off the streets ourselves, and the vast majority of them are semi-automatic handguns. And most of them, where they're coming from, once again, a lot of them are coming from out of state, the majority of them not being legally purchased, of course. But is that system also a train wreck? Of course it is. Of course it is.
So recap what you're asking today. Of course, some media outlets are saying he's demanding it. Others are saying he's asking for it. He's calling for it. So just recap before we let you go what you're looking to make happen.
The bill was very straightforward. I introduced it over a year ago, so it's not something I just dreamed up today. I introduced it over a year ago, and it didn't get through the legislature because they ran out of time. But all it does, it says that when you go to purchase ammunition, you need to not just show your card, which if you show the card, if it's invalid, it won't be any different than a valid one. It'll look like a FOID card. We're saying is you show the card, the individual then runs it to make sure you're valid. And then all is good. It goes ahead with the sale. Everything's fine. No problems whatsoever.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart on Chicago's Afternoon News. Lauren covers everything that's happening next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.